This is Ozarks at Large. Fort Smith School District has significantly reduced the number of high school students with failing grades during the pandemic. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, special campus teams are using a holistic, in-person approach to getting failing and missing students back on career and college-ready tracks.
Before the pandemic, which disrupted public education nationwide starting last March, 16% of high school students attending Fort Smith Public Schools were failing one or more classes. The district has two high schools, which encompass grades 10 through 12. But as the pandemic surged through Arkansas, nearly 60% of both virtual and on-site high school students were failing one or more courses. Ginny McDonald is director of secondary education for Fort Smith Public Schools.
The pandemic hit the spring and we had a disruption to the ending of school, just trying to re-engage them. As we opened that school back up, got students safely into their chosen learning locations, we began to look at how students were learning, how they were re-engaging, and making sure that we had found all of them.
Which is the basis for the on-track program that McDonald coordinates, providing comprehensive services to failing students. The framework involves on-track coordinating teams for each of the two high school campuses, but first teams had to locate and encourage students to participate.
Our principals worked with their campus teams to do phone calls, and that was the very first action that we did. We made over 600 personal phone calls on day one. Our intent was to see what children need, because as we were looking, school's a safe place for kids to learn. So if you needed that environment of school, come back and let us help you.
The district also created dedicated phone numbers for parents and students to call during and after school, answered by trained personnel who could respond to queries and connect students and parents to resources.
Some other things that we did is our call to action went out to reaching our faith-based community leaders. So congregations also got the same consistent messaging that we were giving within schools.
In December, the district hosted an inaugural on-track day.
Set aside just to respond to kids' learning needs. So that day, kids could come in as soon as they arrived. Each of the campuses created a plan for them, an individual plan, and teachers responded to that plan as they went out into the classrooms.
The results, by holiday break, students with failing grades declined from nearly 60% to 40%. On January 25th, the Arkansas Department of Health counted nearly 300 cumulative faculty staff COVID-19 cases in the district, along with nearly 700 cumulative student cases. To help teachers, staff, and parents continue to keep pace during the pandemic with both virtual and in-class instruction, the district provided a break, pivoting to online learning for several days this month. McDonald says virtual learning among Fort Smith students is not harder, but it takes self-discipline.
So if you think of learning inside the four walls of a classroom with your teacher in front of you that can immediately see when you're distracted and they can immediately see when you're not getting what they're saying and you can stop and respond to that student's learning. Whereas when you're at home, I can speak personally that it's a little bit easier to get distracted with something that may go by or, you know, trying to carve out a piece of your home when your home is not necessarily built for school, right? It's built for living.
On-track teams also help students psychologically struggling with achieving career or college readiness during the pandemic.
If there was ever a time to extend grace, now would be that time. And we worked with our adults, our principals, our teachers to make sure that we were all on the same page. And as kids arose with us understanding what unique needs they did have, some of that did include reaching out and connecting them to counselors, reaching out and connecting them to our school-based therapists. So we were really cognizant that there may be more needing to go on than simply turning in a homework assignment. So this was really about the overall, the health of the child in terms of learning and being successful.
Working with the Arkansas Department of Education's Engage program, on-track teams also located missing students. In the fall of 2019, only 15 students could not be accounted for. A year later, over 451 students were no-shows in one or more classes. But the latest data show 231 students are back on track.
We're fortunate to have a good student services section that has social workers as well. So we were able to, when we had exhausted our basic school level resources in terms of calling or home visits, then we enlisted other parts of our school to be able to find students.
This spring semester, OnTrack teams are meeting weekly, monitoring grades each week and responding quicker, McDonald says.
The other thing that we're working on is recovering. So for those students that did not get the credit that they needed or were not successful, we're currently assessing where we're at with that in terms of what resources we have to be able to recover credit.
Team leaders are also sharing best practices on facilitating student achievement during the pandemic with other districts.
Because this is not something that's just unique to us. And so we have regional type of meetings as well. And in those, I remember asking, what are you doing? How are you helping? And being able to get ideas from other districts. So we're very fortunate in our state to be able to work together to help all kids of Arkansas.
Arkansas Secretary of Education Johnny Key has publicly lauded Fort Smith School District's OnTrack program as a state and national model. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich,